Everything About Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Red TV. I'm your host, Chris, the Media Man. Welcome to the sixth episode of The Amazing Race 30, and we are actually at episode number 96 of this podcast. We are only short 3 weeks away from the 100th episode of the podcast, and trust me, I'm going to be doing something special for it. I just won't say anything to you guys right here on the podcast. I want you guys to be surprised who and what we will be doing on this podcast for the 100th episode. So the scheduling will be a little different. I'm going to be doing things a little bit different that week. I will let you know when we get closer to the 100th episode, which will be hopefully soon. So let's get right into it. Teams must go from France to the Czech Republic. They will have to book their airline tickets with the Travelocity app, which is fast and easy to do. So, also caution, double U-turn is ahead. So obviously now we've got the U-turn. It's going to make a lot of panicking in a lot of teams. A lot of teams will be really, they will be panicking a lot. There will be a lot of panic and worry that, oh, we're going to be U-turn. We're a big threat of a team. You don't know that. Teams that could be probably in a lot of trouble would be Jess and Cody. Probably Henry and Evan, I would think, would be in a lot of danger of being double U-turned because they are a big, they're pretty smart teams. For Jess and Cody, they are a very strong and strategic team together. So they're definitely going to be, there will be a lot of, those two are, I could think, that will be, double U-turn. Maybe Christy and Jen as well, as they are former athletes or athletes. I think they're retired now from competition. But I believe they would be another team that would be actually U-turned. So there's a bunch of them that could be U-turned on the race, or on this leg of the race especially. So it could go either way. So let's get right into it. The next clue is at the Renaissance Building, the Dauphine Building. Eric and Daniel said that they'd rather be counted than being a big threat in this race. Henry and Edmund said they better not. Teams better not let this get to their head. Double U-turn get to their head. Obviously, that is a big thing that's gonna be happening this leg of the race. We'll be seeing the double U-turn for the first time in this race, I believe. And it's kind of coming out late this year, this time around. I think last season they had, I think, two or three U-turns, or double U-turns. I think there's two double U-turns, one regular, I think, last season, if I remember correctly. Also, Evan is a little bit, nervous about this double U-turn being in play this leg of the race. Henry and Evan, Trevor and Chris are on the second flight. So they were two flights this leg of the race. Obviously, I did not know that they actually do two flights this anymore on the race. Usually, all the teams are clumped together into one flight, and then they're all together when they get to wherever the location of, the next country that they are traveling to. So, I did not know they still do two flights here and there. So, I guess they do. I guess they are still doing two flights in this leg of the race. But, probably would be there's seven, probably like three and four, or four and three on each leg, possibly. So Christy and Jen, Lucas and Brittany did not, they didn't want to U-turn anyone. Eric and Daniel, Henry and Evan chose not to U-turn anyone. Henry said it would, probably be not a good move to U-turn a team at this point, and also probably wouldn't have the target on their back either. That would be another thing. They wouldn't have a target on their back at this point of the race. as well. So the tour is this or that. Henry and Evan chose this. Eric and Daniel chose that. At first they didn't tell you what it was. I know normally they tell, Phil will tell you what each side of the tour is, each and every time, but this time they didn't say it right away. It was only like a couple, like a minute or two later. They probably wanted to surprise the teams. Henry wanted to grab a cab, but Evan said, you know, didn't want to, you know, take the cab. They actually took the transit system instead. They're talking about, you know, changing at the last second, always keeping on changing their mind and what they want to do. They want to change something. They don't. That's what they're talking about. They were talking about before that, like, they do not want to change, like, keep on changing their mind. They got to stick to it and try to, you know, work with it if possible. So the detour of this, they must, they must rack up kegs. Well, actually, at first I thought they were stacking up kegs, but they aren't. They're actually taking the kegs from the stack, and then they're finding one that is actually full. Once they do that, they will tap it. They will tap a beer. Like, they'll pour a glass of beer. I guess they have to have so much foam at the top. Once they do that, they can take the keg to the party boat. And then once they do that, the party will continue on and they will get their next clue. Now, in that, they must, this is a hard one. This is a very complicated detour, second detour to explain. I was kind of confused by it through the whole entire time watching it. Like, what? What is this? Like, pretty much you have to listen to two Copernican kisses. Astrological lectures, also one, the earth is flat, two, the earth is round, they must complete an oral exam. Oral exam, if you don't know, is, I guess they do it by mouth. Like, they'll have, like, the professor will be there to ask the questions, and you have to give your answer orally to the professor. Once you do that, once you pass the oral exam, you'll get your next clue. So Lucas and Brittany were C students, so they weren't overly, I guess they weren't great students, but I think I would pass that. I have a good memory, but I kind of felt during this that, you know, I'm thinking, you know, maybe I think I would do the kegs instead, because I don't know, it sounds like a very hard, a lot of hard things to remember. Actually, it's a lot of information to remember. It is really, really tough to remember what information you're given, you know, which ones that will be used in the exam and all that. So Christy and Jen were pouring the beer. Obviously, I think they went pretty quick. Lucas and Brittany asked if they wanted to switch. They switched. They figured, no, what, this is just gonna take forever, and we're just gonna go switch it to the other side of the detour. So they switched. Then Henry and Evan were wrong and foam on their pour. Then Trevor and Chris also we're talking about Team Olsen Rescue and Big Brother U-turning them. So obviously Trevor and Chris got U-turned, so they have to do both sides of the detour. Chrissy and Jen were not sure. Chrissy and Jen delivering the keg of beer to the party boat. Daniel and Eric doing their oral exam. And then Henry and Evan again didn't have enough foam, so they had to do it all again. They had to actually re-tap it once again and try to get enough foam at the top of the glass to get their next clue, or to get the keg to deliver to the party boat, and then they would continue on with the race as well. So they were, they got the, okay, Daniel and Eric were talking about, they were actually, Eric and Daniel were actually getting questions right. They were actually getting the questions right very quickly, but the Copernicus question they got wrong, so they had to go back. Eric and Daniel were in their fifth attempt. They were wrong or on one of the questions, so they have to do it again. So pretty much much what they did was they went back and forth. They kind of went back and forth. They went from, okay, we got one question wrong. We're going to go back. We're going to study that one question. And then we're going to come back. Because they're probably going to remember what was before. They will remember what was actually there before when they actually... They will remember the first question. They'll remember the second question. So they're all going to be in the memory by then. So they were kind of going back and forth. The ones that were wrong, they go back for that specific question. And then they figure it out. So, no, that's their strategy. And I think it's a pretty good strategy, actually. So Jess and Cody, you turn Trevor and Chris. Like I said, of course, Trevor and Chris were not happy. Eric and Daniel were done. And then teens must go to the unique spa where the guys bathe in beer. That's very interesting culture, actually. That's pretty interesting stuff. So they actually bathe in beer. It was kind of interesting in a way. So Justin and Cody were in the wrong lecture hall for learning the Copernicus astrological questions. The two different lectures that they have to do. So they decided to switch detours. They went to do the keg. Obviously, Jess said that Cody likes beer. So pretty much they're going to do the beer thing. And their leg of the race for this detour. And Henry and Evan were lost. They were kind of lost, but they found where they were going. So they recovered really quick. They knew, they finally figured out, oh, we're going to go this way and do the party boat so we can get our next clue. Their next clue. And then Trevor and Chris were at the first of two detours for the U-turn, as they have to do both. Chrissy and Jen got their next clue. And then Lucas and Brittany were looking for the party boat for 43 minutes. So they were struggling a bit. They were trying to get try to figure out where they have to go to in order to actually, to get the next clue. So they struggled for almost 45 minutes to finding it. Jess said that, okay, so I already talked about Jess said that Cody likes beer and do the beer thing. Trevor and Chris were on the first attempt for their oral exam. So they were already on their way with that. And then they were right. And they were right on it. But then obviously they got some questions wrong. So they had to go back and they had to do they have to go back to the lecture and kind of take it over again and figure out what they got wrong and then come back and do the oral exam again. So Roblox, this was actually known on Amazing Race 15, I think it was. This was actually on a past season of the Amazing Race, Flight Time and Big Easy. I believe that was the first season they appeared on the Amazing Race, where they actually were held up at this challenge and pretty much kept Phil waiting at the mat all night long, overnight, until they got it done. I think they were actually also eliminated from the race because of that. So teams must actually go to, like, there's a whole pile of phones. They must go to each phone and pick up each one to see if there's a word being said on the other end. So they have to figure out what is on the receiving end. They have to kind of, translate what it is, and I guess it pretty much it puts together into a phrase. And it was Franz Kafka phrase. So once they figure out the phrase, they have to put it down on the form. Once they do it, they get it right, this phrase right, they will get the next clue. Trevor and Chris were right on their detour. Alex and Connor took a sip of beer, one for the road, as they were heading out. Jess and Cody were done. Three teams, Cody and Jess, Connor and Alex, and one other team were looking where to go. Christy and Jen feeling like they were taking forever. Obviously, they felt like it was just taking forever to do this. Lucas and Brittany, Alex and Connor got the next clue. Jess and Cody got their next clue as well. So all the teams are pretty well going very quickly. That's what it felt like. All the teams were going very quickly during this whole leg of the race. Like, they were going really quickly. So Henry and Evan decided to work together. I made a mistake. I know. It's 7:30 in the morning recording this, so I apologize. I'm half awake right now. Daniel and Evan decided to work together, and You know, I guess they are certain, I guess certain tasks, they are allowed to help. I think they are allowed to help in certain tasks, but I think certain ones you're not allowed to do. There are certain ones that you can, certain ones that you can't actually help each other out in the leg of the race. I know your partner cannot help you on the rope lock. I know that is one of the rules of Amazing Race. If you do help them, you get a penalty, which could pretty well screw you in the end of the race, pretty much. So Christy got it checked. Evan hasn't had a word. And then I think Daniel got a word. And then Christy and Jen's word was the meaning of life never stops. That is actually the whole phrase that they were looking for in order to, you know, continue on with this race. So teams must go to the Leverance Park, which is the pit stop for this leg of the race. Last team to check in there may be eliminated. Trevor and Chris got it right. They're on the next one. Henry and Daniel were filling up the form. Daniel and Eric Evan and Henry got their next clue. Team number one was Christy and Jen. They won a trip for two from Travelocity to a trip to Perth, Western Australia, overlooking Cathedral Square. And they'll be doing some snorkeling as well. So that sounds like some fun. So Jess was going to do the roadblock. Jess asking how many words they've gotten as well. So she's kind of asking for help. And just trying to, you know, work with Brittany again after what she did to Brittany with the gnome a few legs back. If you guys remember that, she kind of picked up the gnome, said, "Here, I'll hold it for you," and then ended up putting it down for her, which pretty much did screw Brittany over a little bit. So that was really interesting. She wants to work with her again. And, you know, I don't know why Brittany would actually trust her once again. I have no clue why. Don't ask me that. So team number two was Eric and Daniel. Team number three, Henry and Evan. Phil said there's more surprises to come in the next half of the race. So there are surprises to come. So I'm kind of curious what he's talking about. We're going to find out definitely over the next few weeks as we are getting down to the nitty gritty of the season. So Jessica was right. She got her next clue. Jessica gave the wrong answer to Alex and Connor and also Brittany as well. So she's not... She's making those very odd. She's making those very odd moves there now. She's making those real odd moves. So Jessica and Cody were waiting for another cab, as the one they wanted was that she already knew. Trevor and Chris were right. They got their next clue. Trevor and Chris had to use mass transit instead of a cab. Then they use a cab. They actually switched to cab once they got off the transit, the subway. Team number four, Alex and Connor. Team number five, Lucas and Brittany. And then Jess and Cody were not at the right viewpoint, but they finally got there. So team number six with Jess and Cody. Phil said that they made the right choice today with the U-turn. They did. You know, they did. They made probably the best move that could help them further them in the race, especially. And finally, team number seven, eliminated from the Amazing Race 30, was Trevor and Chris. And next week, they head to Zimbabwe. So that will be very much interesting for us to watch on the Amazing Race 30. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely looking forward to it. So with that, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Everything World TV. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio-only platforms. Also, you can follow me on social media, my Facebook group, Crispy on the Web. Also on Twitter, at Crispy on the Web. Also, you can now follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is at Crispy on the Web. You can follow my adventures in the world of podcasting and my regular life as well. to what I'm up to each and every day on Instagram, which is at Crispy on the Web as well. And I will see you guys next week for another recap of the Mason Race 30, which I believe is a double episode, so that'll be another great episode to tune into. All right? Have a good one. Have a good weekend. Have a good week. I will see you guys next week. Bye for now.